It's Nash Next Artist to Watch Thursday, and we're so happy to welcome Taji Bachman back to the studio.
What's going on?
Oh my gosh, a year older, a year wiser. How was freshman year?
It was really good. Yeah,
because you're at Belmont in Nashville in Music City.
I am. I'm loving it.
Yeah. How is everything going? How is freshman year? How did you learn anything?
It's going well. Yeah, I did a lot about music business and music itself, and I've just been writing every day and. Yeah. Trying to study when I can.
But I mean, you like, I've seen all these Facebook lives, like you are collaborating, I'm assuming, with all these our classmates. And
yeah, there's a lot of Belmont people, and it's just crazy the people you meet down there. It's like people you never expect, and it's crazy looking back now.
Yeah. Do you feel like these collaborations are helping you become a better, bigger artist?
I do. Yeah, like for example, I collaborated with Landon Austin on YouTube, and like now my YouTube is just like starting to grow every day, and it's crazy. Like, yeah, it's definitely about all who you know and
absolutely
work with.
Well, I feel like you're gonna be able to know people just going to school and living in Music City, where all the country music stars are. Like, have you run into any country stars while you're down there?
I have. So about the second week into school for semester, my roommates and I, we decided to wake up and go on to Cracker Barrel. We were craving it. So
yeah.
We were just like basically in our PJs, no makeup, and we walked through the door, and the second door at Cracker Barrel when you walk in, Keith Urban just opens it and like holds it for us, and we're like, what the heck is happening? But I was just so starstruck, like I couldn't say anything.
You're just like, wait a minute.
I honestly didn't even want him to see me though, because I was looking so rough.
Right? You're like Saturday morning, no makeup, like, rolled out of bed.
Nice breakfast.
That's of course when you'll see them.
Of course.
So basically, just for the rest of time, you have to leave the house looking like you want celebrities.
Exactly.
To see you.
Yeah, because you're bound to run into them for sure.
Oh my God. So you didn't say anything?
I did. I couldn't. I felt like unworthy. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm in your presence. That's how I felt.
Oh my gosh. From what I've known about Keith Urban, though, he probably would have been like, oh, honey, like, so cool. And yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Oh man, missed opportunity.
I did miss my chance.
Next time, though.
Yeah.
I'll
be brave and looking better.
You'll have a little bit of makeup on and a little bit of confidence.
Exactly.
You said you've been writing every day while you're out there. Like, tell us about what you've written.
Yeah, basically. So I try to stack my classes Tuesdays and Thursdays so I can write Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Nice.
So I've just been trying to gel with people and find out who my group is. And yeah, I've been writing new things and for the second EP and picking and choosing. And I'm super excited.
Speaking of the second EP, do we have a release date?
We do not have a set release date yet. I wish we did, but we have about 3 songs recorded right now. And I'm still trying to decide on the last one or two.
Okay.
So hopefully by the end of the summer, it'll be out.
Awesome. Yeah. Do we get to hear one of your new ones today?
We do.
Oh, yay. I'm so excited. Yeah. New Taji music. I have been playing your stuff. So I went to Luke Bryan last week in Moline.
Oh, yeah.
And on the way home, like, my sister-in-law are trying to keep ourselves awake because both of us work super early mornings and everything. So I start talking about all our Nash Next artists to watch. And I'm like, you probably don't care about all these people. But oh, my God. Listen to Taji. Aww. Listen to all these people.
You're the cutest.
And she's like, oh yeah, they're really good. I'm like, I hope that you're actually sincere about this. Not just like being nice to me, but like, I was like bragging on all of my artist friends, and you were definitely one of them.
Well, thanks for sharing
it. Of course.
Appreciate it.
I can't wait for new Taji music.
I'm excited to show you it.
So, oh my gosh, do you have any upcoming shows? Like, you're only here for a short amount of time.
I am, unfortunately. I have to get back in because I just got a job, but we can talk about that
which
later.
Which we'll talk about in a few minutes.
But I do have some shows. So my next one is June 3rd at the Roanoke Jumbo Days Festival.
Okay.
I'll be playing from 5 to 8. It'll be fun. A lot of food and family activities. So be sure to come out to that. And then I also have June 17th, which is the Dally for Dax, like a St. Jude fundraiser. So it's a really great cause. And
good music.
Yeah, the details are on my Facebook. So
if you want to find out any information, where should they go?
You can just type in at Taji Bachman. That's like my handle for everything, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I like to keep it.
Yes. TASJI.
Yes.
If you need to spell that one
Thanks
out.
Thanks for clarifying that.
It can be a hard one to spell,
for
I think.
Sure.
I mean, people spell my name, so.
Yeah. Well, there's multiple ways. Yeah.
There is multiple ways to spell Kristen, so, I mean.
Stan.
All right, so we're talking about this job. What job did you just get?
Working woman now. So I work at the Grand Ole Opry, if you've heard of that, the music venue. Yeah, so I just got a job as a hostess there.
That is awesome. So what exactly does that entail?
I think, I haven't started yet, but I think just like seating people and like making sure nobody's like recording videos or like using the flash.
You gonna pull your inner Taji bouncer out?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, okay. Don't mess
with the Taj.
I actually don't think I can even yell at anybody, so this will be interesting.
But that, I mean, you get to see a whole bunch of great acts then.
I know, like for free. I'm so excited. So if you're in the area, come say hey. You might see me.
That is amazing. What else is going on with you?
Well, so I've been writing with a lot of interesting people down there, like a guy that plays with the Swan Brothers and Lauren Elena. Yeah, it's just crazy the people I'm running into down there. A year ago, me would have never imagined writing with people or like working with people I'm working with.
That's cool. I mean, hey, within the next like 6 months, I'm expecting to see you Facebook Living with Lauren Elena.
Yeah, I actually FaceTimed her in class the first semester.
Oh my gosh.
So it's super random. So my producer was working with her on like one of her songs for a movie or something. And I get this FaceTime call from him in the middle of class. And like, he had texted me. He's like, you better answer this. So I was like, I had to. Sorry, Dad. But I like opened it and just Lauren Elena is on the screen. And she's like, hey. And I was like, oh my God.
What did you talk about?
It's just like, she's like, I listened to some of your stuff and like, it was awesome. And oh just, my gosh. Yeah, she's super nice and genuine. So
and then
crazy.
You just had somebody else tweet you saying that your stuff was awesome.
Oh yeah. So Jared Neiman slid in the DMs on Twitter. And
right.
He's like, I think he follows me is what happened. And he had seen a cover I had posted. And he's like, just saw a video of you. Like, love your voice and music. Wow. And I was like, yep, I'm dead.
No kidding.
I stopped breathing for about
I mean, people even on Facebook were just like, are you sure that's the real Jared Neiman? I was like, on it. And I went to his official website to go back to his Twitter and make sure it was the right handle. I'm like, yeah, it's his verified account.
I
it's
saw
legit.
Your comment. I was like, my girl Kristen backing me up. You are on that.
Cool. Plus, you did a cover of a Dan and Shay song, too, and they retweeted
yeah,
you.
It's crazy, just, man. I don't know what's going on, but
seriously,
I've been
blessed you're coming
for
up.
Sure.
You're just basically rubbing social media elbows with
yeah,
celebrities,
man.
Anyway.
The power of social media, I tell
it's
you what.
It's true. It's true.
Crazy, crazy.
I mean, seriously, by the end of next year, I would not be surprised if all of a sudden, like, the next up and coming artist we're hearing on the radio is Taji Backman. So,
man, I sure hope so. We'll see.
But I mean, you can hear her on the radio.
Yeah, at 97.3 FM, man.
Right here, where it all started.
Exactly.
So, what's the song that we're going to play?
It's called Everything I Was.
Okay.
Yeah. And I wrote it actually about 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, it's kind of an oldie, but a goodie. But yeah, it was just about kind of, I had broken up with this guy and I thought I'd be fine and I was fine and everything, but then like you never realize how much it hurts until you see them with someone else and it's kind of like, oh, that actually does kind of hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, okay. But so I can see a lot of people will probably relate to this.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have been through that, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. I mean, yeah. It has to happen. You break up, everybody's going to move
on. Yeah.
So it's an inevitable, but yeah. Still I can see a hurtful thing.
Yeah, it makes a good song, though.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us again today.
Thank you for having me, Kristen.
Of course. We're playing Everything I Was Now on 97.3 Nash FM.
Should be the girl in your old t-shirt, the one I used to wear. You'll make her laugh when you sing off key together in the midnight air. You'll tell her she looks pretty tonight and you'll dance in the rain real slow. She'll be the one who runs right into the hands that I used to hold. She'll be your good night kiss, your butterflies are good as it gets. She'll be that red sundress, your Friday night, the head on your chest. She'll be loved, she'll be everything I was. Maybe I thought things were better on the other side of you and me, but I see now all the good in what I left behind. A sweet sound in your eyes, I love you's, that space in your arms. I let Friday night, the head on your chest.